Real quick, before we go to city council, let's talk about the deal that y'all are doing for Haiti, which is a pretty neat thing out there in the parking lot behind the church. Talk about that for a minute.
I would love to. It's things like this that make me proud to be a part of A&M United Methodist Church. But essentially what happened before is we had these portable medical containers, and it's essentially it's a hollowed-out shell of a trailer that we build a medical clinic within it. And the first one we did, months and months ago, it got sent to Haiti. And then we got word back after this tragedy happened in Haiti that our container was still standing. And so then the church got inspired and was moved and said, we want to do more. We want to do two containers. And then we got so inspired, we said, we want to do three containers. And we talked to the organization. We said, can we send these to Haiti? You know, because it can go anywhere in the world. And they said yes. And so that's what's going on. It's just been an amazing thing. People from the community have stepped up to help.
Other churches as well, yes, right? That's yes. It's kind of fun. And people who do this for a living. And if you can visualize what they are, the basic shipping containers that you see on the back of trains or going to boats or whatever, and it's a medical facility within that container so it can be moved around, huh? It's a pretty neat deal that the church is doing. Okay, now, when you're not doing that, that's your day job. The other job is that you go and listen to the problems of the city of College Station. Most recently, I guess, we were talking, there was some discussion, there was workshop, and the key thing in council was the animal ordinance in College Station. This is something that y'all have been wrestling with really for about a year and a half. So, as one member of council, what's your view on how these questions within the animal shelter and how they deal with the city should be handled?
Well, concerning the animal ordinance in the city of College Station, you know, there were about three or four things I wrote down, and I said, in order for me to agree with what this committee has come forward with us to us with, you know, there's three or four things that have to change. I do believe we need pet limits. I'm sorry. And not only that, we have to have limits on how many potbelly pigs you can have, how many rabbits you can have. I mean, to me, I'm very concerned with that.
Not just dogs and cats, in other words, right?
No. You know, and I've had all kinds of animals. I'm from East Texas, and so, you know, I see a great need for that, and I appreciate all the hard work that the Intergovernmental Committee has done for, 3 years now, but there's a bigger picture because, you know, I'm going to have to be responsible whenever things are going wrong.
Okay, if there's an animal limit, what kind of number you like?
Well, and this is the hard part, is what's the magic number? You know, it is an arbitrary number, and that's the problem, is I completely agree with that 100%. But that's still not going to keep me from saying we do need to have some sort of quantitative measurement, I do believe.
So for the second time, what's the number? As one member of council.
I don't know.
But at some point you would say no.
I like the number four we have right now, or five. You know, I'm going to – and, you know, this is the thing that makes me so aggravated. We can't have our blog up yet, okay? Because I wrote this blog about it. The next day I get to my office, before I work on any of my work, I was just like, you know, and the title of my blog is What's the Magic Number? But we haven't got our blogs up and running yet, so you can't read it yet.
Okay. But we know now, though, at least now, and then they'll be, when the blog gets
absolutely
up, then you'll have that situation.
Absolutely.
So now, and as far as anything else with the animal ordinance, what other things might you have a problem with?
Well, the whole feral cat colony thing has been an education to me because I didn't know anything about that, quite frankly. And so there's different aspects of it to me that have been new and interesting, and I've done my own, you know, kind of personal research and gotten educated by them along the way. And so it's, you know, I still don't know exactly where I stand on some of the issues because we're still studying and no decisions are being made. But that to me was just a very interesting concept.
From the idea of there are too many feral cat colonies, there's these hard numbers are more than you thought. What is it about the feral cat colony situation then?
The fact that people have them, I think, you know, just me personally, to me it was odd. I'm from the country, okay, and people, you've got stray cats and things like that, but I guess I'm just naive and didn't realize that there's actual, like, feral cat colonies where there's a little wandering nomadic family of cats that come back and things like that where, you know, you've got your stray cats and things like that I'm used to, but these colonies, I had no idea.
What do you say to the people who, for instance, are birders, who are songbird people, who say, you know, these are the kind of problem that can be, the health issues that are concerned as far as rabies? I mean, these are real issues that when humans, and of course feral cats don't want to interact with you, they prefer to stay away, but when they do interact as predators in nature, I mean, that's something that certainly has to be a concern as well.
I agree, you know, and it's one of those things, this is why it's policies, it's not black and white and there's not a magic answer for it, and I don't want to disregard any of the hard work and effort that this the committee has done in all this time, and they've worked really, really hard. But at the end of the day, if I don't agree with it, I'm not going to go with it. And so I'm still looking at it and still studying it and seeing what all there is to it. And so
the presentation, the final product that y'all were discussing the other night, it was a is an ordinance, but it also has a preamble to it. There was some discussion of that. Are you in favor of, from your reaction, are you in favor or opposed to having a preamble to this or any other ordinance?
No, I'm not in favor of having a preamble. You know, when respectfully, Marianne Powell, one of our assistant city attorneys, is sitting over there saying legally, you know, it's not, you don't need a preamble. You know, okay, well, this is our legal counsel, and to me, that was sound legal advice, and so we don't need to have a preamble. You know, I understand the intent, you know, the whole purpose of the preamble is to explain the heart behind it and the intent behind it, and that's beautiful and that's wonderful, but to me, we don't need this. You know, and that's not to say that we don't appreciate the work that the committee's done and things like that, but no, we don't need it.
Katie Marie Lyles, College Station City Council members with us. The question of whether or not Welborn wants to be annexed. There seem to be quite a few people who are very vocal about this. They have come to council and they have asked, give us the opportunity to incorporate, even though you're in the ETJ or extraterritorial jurisdiction. Again, as one member of council, what is your view on what Welborn should be able to do?
Well, did you see the last 5 minutes of the last council meeting when Katie Marie Lyles got to rephrase her motion about 5 times and my brain was so shot I could barely speak?
Okay. So what would you like for it to be?
I think this is another example of how the city of College Station needs to play nice and needs to work with people. You know, I'm very concerned about this. And, you know, whereas certain council members think they didn't elect me and I'm not their politician, I'm not their elected official, okay, but that doesn't mean that they're not important. They're still a part of this greater community, even though they're not in College Station. I think we need to find a way to work with them and address their concerns as well. And so I tried very hard to get in on, you know, a future workshop agenda item. That way, you know, we at least owe it to our own citizens to explain this issue. You know, by us saying, well, we know all the answers, but yet we're not going to explain it to you because we know what's best. I take offense to that as a citizen. And so we at least owe it to our own citizens to say, listen, you guys, we understand that this is a hard issue, but these are the reasons why we are for or against the incorporation of the city of Welborn. Because there's a lot of facts out there that people aren't getting. Well, do you have any council members that are pushing to make the facts known? So,
do I hear you saying then that you believe that they should have the opportunity to make their own choice?
See, that's a hard thing for me because personally, if I were them, I would fight and I'd say, you know, this is my destiny. You're not going to tell me what to do. But I also realize that there's a lot of issues when you allow a city to incorporate into your ETJ, you know. But then another thing is, let's look back to the very beginning of how the city of College Station was formed. How is this any different? You know, and maybe that's apples and oranges. But
well, it's a little bit apples and oranges because they weren't surrounded by another city and they were not in what was called the extraterritorial jurisdiction, which exists now.
Right.
But again, you're one member of council and you can't do that by yourself. But what people do want to know is, what does Katie Marie Lyles think? Does Welborn have the right to, should they have the opportunity to decide to become an incorporated city?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I think whatever happens, we just have to work with them. I'm not going to say one way or another because I'm still studying it and looking at it and figuring out. You know, I got another email last night asking the people from Welborn contacting me saying, will you come meet with us? And absolutely. I'm going to come. I want to meet with you, and we're going to work together. And if I don't agree with your point of view, I want to explain it to you, the logistics of it and the legality of it all. But at the same time, I want you to tell me your issues here, you know. And so it's going to be interesting.
Federal development funds are available in a lot of different ways. Of course, we know about the idea of multi-use housing or multi-use a piece of property right off of Holloman Drive, and there's been a little bit of discussion about that. I want to talk to you also about the Home Project, another one where federal housing was funds were available, and the city of College Station bought a lot in the subdivision of Castle Rock, built a house there. This was unbeknownst basically to most of the people within that. From your point of view, one member of council, is that, and folks, so you'll understand, what happened was they purchased a piece of land, they built a house there, and now someone will move into that house. And again, this was federal funding, and the City of College Station took the action. What is your view of that as one member of council? Should College Station be doing those kind of developments? Because obviously there are other lots within the city limits that they've also purchased.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the weirdest things to me whenever I came on to the city council was how the city plays developer. And maybe that's just because I'm young and naive. I'm only 25 years old, and I thought it was about running the city and not doing this whole economic development thing. But then I go and get educated, and I learn that cities take a strong role in doing this. It's really interesting, you know, I wish there were ways that those funds could be used for other things that we actually need. Granted, this did come from a grant and things like that. You know, I'm going to go sit down and have coffee because I've got several people from the neighborhood that are not happy with this. But I guess my question would be, how did the HOA not know this? Did all the neighbors know that this was going to happen? Did we as a city do everything within our power to educate them and to communicate with them and say this is going to happen? Because they have to have buy-in as well. We can't just push our agenda.
Well, if these people are unhappy and there are other lots across the city, those people will probably be unhappy. And it's probably not a quantum leap to say, and they're going to get angrier and angrier as this goes on. Would you be in favor of having the city vacate this program, give the money back to the developers, let them have that land back, and let them go ahead and sell those lots again?
I'd have to have more facts before I ever made a decision about anything like that. And I know that you're thinking that's an answer from a politician, but I'd have to have more facts. I'd have to ask a lot of questions. I'd want to hear and see both sides of this issue and why it was a great idea and why it's a terrible idea.
What I guess I want to hear from you today is, yeah, I'm going to do this, not that I need to. That I'm going to do this, that I'm going to look at these things. I'm going to look at where we have other lots in the city, and I'm going to investigate that rather than I need to investigate that.
Oh, so you're telling me my homework when I leave here, what my homework is?
I think there's some people in College Station who'd like to know. If you want to do that, then that's okay. And, you know, you represent. I don't even know if any of these are within the area that you serve. But what I'm saying is, if the city of College Station is going to take that move as a developer, and you don't like that idea, then what do you think you as a member of council should do to stave that off?
Well, I think it's what I try to do in a lot of ways is to try to explain the other side of it. Developers that I've talked to in this community, absolutely with a capital H, hate it when the city plays developer. And I can completely understand why they don't like that. You know, it's sometimes I feel as though my role on council is trying to explain the other side and show the other side, but sometimes individuals know the other side and they just don't care. But that doesn't mean I'm going to quit. I'm not going to quit. Stop trying to explain that other side and showing the importance of why we have to see the whole picture and the big picture.
I can see, well, again, and sure, generally that's right. I can see a situation where if you have to bundle things together, city needs to put together a bundle, or they need to take a property that is not necessarily something that the regular marketplace would buy, maybe they can take it, enhance it, develop it, and then sell it back out. And I think City of Bryan's done that. LaSalle would be a great opportunity to see how that can happen. But yeah, I would say in a developing community like College Station is, probably wouldn't work. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Oh, I mean, we can talk about anything you want.
Well,
you didn't get the answers you wanted.
No, I didn't. But that's all right. That's fine. You gave an opportunity. But if there's one thing you'd like to spend a minute to talk about, I want to give you an opportunity to do that.
That's dangerous. I mean, I could talk all day about
it. I know, but you can't. I'm going to tell you've only got a minute. So if you have something, you want to talk about, then that's great. If not, then we'll have you come. You know, you'll be back in 5 or 6 weeks and we'll talk again. But I know there's got to be something burning in your gut that you want to tell people about.
Oh, there always is.
Sure.
One is to contact me if you've got an issue. Even if you don't like me, you don't agree with me, even better, we need to sit down and have coffee and come talk to me and share your issues with me. I'd love to meet you. And two is, get out and vote. You know, this is pivotal time within our city, within our country, and we've got election coming up here in May, and so I can't explain the importance. If you're like me and you got mad, well, do something about it. You know, at least go vote. Don't just gripe and complain, but actually go do something about it. And so I just want to encourage everybody to go vote.
All right. That's the deal. Thanks a lot. Katie Marie Lyle, she's a member of the College Station City Council. Visit with folks from City College Station on Fridays.